I've said all along that I'm a big metrics and data guy. And when I look at the priorities I laid out in my confirmation hearing and have talked about since around buying smarter, building the right supplier relationships, and developing the acquisition workforce, I feel incredibly proud of the kind of objective metrics, what they're telling us about the successes we've had in those areas. You know, you've seen the largest two-year decrease in contract spending in history. The president has long said we need to rein in contract spending. I've said we got to buy smarter, and I think you see some clear evidence that we've been able to do that, and not just because the top line went down. A lot of that is due to smarter buying techniques. Some of that is due just to budgetary issues. But when you dig down beneath those numbers, beneath just the top line decrease, what you see is that strategic sourcing adoption is going up. We talked about management support services, the fact that that particular area spend had grown too much and we need to decrease it, and you've seen that decrease. Small business percentages have gone up year after year, and then competition rates have also gone up. So it's one thing to just say we're bringing the top line down. It's another thing to do that with record numbers while, again, increasing opportunities for small businesses, increasing competition rates, and reducing it not just across the board but in some targeted areas. And then with the workforce, I'm really proud of the work we've done to align both the defense and civilian agencies, training and skill building, both platforms and content, the furthering of the Mythbusters and the uptake of the Mythbusters dialogues, the experience I've had working with the frontline forum, these contracting officers are out there doing this on the front lines every day, and giving everyone the skills and tools that they need. I think that this was clearly a team effort by thousands of different people. And so more than anything, I'm just proud of being part of a community that's this dedicated, this focused, and has achieved real results.
I'm going to go back through each one of these things that you talked about as some of your successes. Let me start with the top line number. There's some who believe that the top line number is going to come down no matter what this administration did. And I'll say you as not just Joe Jordan, but you as OMB, the White House,
sure.
Because spending had to come down. Congress signaled it, sequestration signaled it, everything signaled that spending would come down. Were you able to tell how much, whether it's a percentage, you know, 20%, 50%, was because spending just had to come down versus how much of it was the focus from the administration on stuff like management support service contracts or moving from time and material to firm fixed price type contracts?
You know, I don't have the specific breakdown. As you know, the numbers aren't yet, you know, official finalized. We're looking at some of those analyses, trying to at least do some ratios between contract spending reductions versus overall discretionary spending reductions. I do know that contract spending has fallen faster than grant spending. That's just an easy ratio that I could look at. So no, I don't know across the board. But you drive at a key differentiator, Jason, which is the president's been clear that in a demand-constrained economy, it's not necessarily a good thing to reduce this across-the-board spending at an overly aggressive rate. That can actually be unhelpful. But what's always a good idea is buying smarter within the pool, the pie, however big it is, because it frees up resources to be put to more mission-critical uses. So, you know, reducing fraud, waste, and abuse, getting better value for each procurement dollar, these are good things and money-saving things no matter what the top line's doing, being it increasing or decreasing. And so, you know, that delineation that you drew is very right and very smart and in no way mutually exclusive with what you're actually right about. There were some contextual and overall issues that were going to drive spending down no matter what. It's just a matter of doing everything we can to maximize the value within that decrease.
So the Government Accountability Office is reporting that their analysis shows that spending is down to something like $460 billion on procurement in 2013. I know you guys are still going through some numbers. Do you have any initial thoughts about if their number seems accurate, or are you seeing a big decrease as well?
Yeah, that's the number I would use as well, the 460. Things can always change as some corrections get made and folks enter last-minute data keeping, but I doubt that it will change very much from that 460 figure for fiscal 13. And, you know, same thing with the underlying percentages. When you look at the competition rate ticking up a point, or while SBA and the agencies are working to make sure the anomalies are addressed and all of that in the small business figures, anybody interested in the small business community should certainly look at the initial results for where we are against the 23% small business goal in 13, because I think it reflects a real concerted effort on behalf of the agencies, the administration, the president himself.
Obviously, a big decision you made to go ahead and leave government and join the private sector again. 18 months as OFPP administrator, no one says working for the White House is an easy job or isn't time-consuming, but what made you decide to leave now?
Obviously, it was a difficult decision. I love my job. I've always said, both publicly and privately, that being OFPP administrator is just a fantastic role. I work with some of the greatest people in government and some of the greatest, most dedicated people I've worked with throughout my career. It's just a combination of a great opportunity arising. I've been with the administration serving the president since the very beginning. So while I know I've only been at OMB for 2 years, you know, after 5 years in the administration, it felt right. And then about 8 weeks ago, my wife and I had our second child, and that occurrence obviously drives a lot of self-reflection. When I joined the administration, we didn't have any kids. Now we've got two. So while I'll certainly miss the wonderful people at OMB, the agencies, and throughout, I'm excited to remain a member of the acquisition community, and hopefully they will keep me as a lifelong honorary member of the acquisition community.
Well, I think that in your new job as working for pretty much an acquisition company, in many regards, I don't think your card still will apply. Just you won't get into the White House as easy as you used to. Let's talk a little bit about that new job with FedBid. FedBid is known for reverse auctions, but they probably do a lot more than that. Give us a sense of what your new position is and how is it going to work and what are you excited about?
In terms of specifics, I would argue very much more curious than you are. You know, once I get there, I will know more. But, you know, I'm definitely excited about staying in the same field, focusing on helping taxpayers get more value out of each procurement dollar. I am also very much going to miss being on the inside, and I'm confident that OMB and OFPP are set up for success and will continue making significant positive strides against all of the acquisition opportunities that we have in front of us.
It's an interesting move for you in many regards. A lot of people that I've talked to in the acquisition community, some people scratch their head a little bit, understanding that this is a head of public sector. It's a big job for you, but at the same time, with the recent hearing about reverse auctions and the VA deciding to put a hold on reverse auctions and relook at it, and other agencies kind of looking at reverse auctions for a second time, people kind of were maybe scratching their heads a little bit on that decision. Can you just talk a little bit about, you obviously have no fear that reverse auctions will go out of the way, that people won't stop using them, but did you have any fears that based on everything that's been going on over the last few months about reverse auctions, that maybe this was a different type of decision for you?
No, not at all. And I've been recused from reverse auction policy and policy decisions in that area since before the hearing and the events you talked about, so I can't really talk about those specifically, but you know, the way I look at it is, before coming down to DC to join SBA and then later come here to OMB and do my government service, I'd spent my entire career in the private sector. And over the last 5 years, the thing that's kept me here, in addition to the really great people in the acquisition community, is just the scope of the opportunity. You know, I always talk about the amount of spend that the government goes out and purchases every year, $460 billion last year, $500-plus billion for several years before that. There's just tremendous opportunities to apply private sector best practices to the government processes to drive improvement. And when I thought about what I wanted to do next, while I had no specific opportunities in mind, I really was excited to look for a way to apply the business learnings that I had gotten through my consulting experience, you know, small business experience, et cetera, as well as the things I've learned in the government, the areas of opportunity where we can really increase taxpayer value. And I'm excited because I think the opportunity at FedBid, my next adventure here, will absolutely provide those things.